The Humble Christ. Important and powerful people are often arrogant in their dealing with the people in the world around them. They are very conscious of their authority and influence, and they take advantage of it. We are so accustomed to that pattern of behavior, we often conclude that people who are meek or compassionate must be weak and insignificant. Paul wanted everyone to appreciate that though Jesus was the incarnate Son of God, that he was not arrogant, and that a spirit of humility was present in all he said and did. I read Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Christ encourages you, and his love comforts you. God's Spirit unites you, and you are concerned for others. Now, make me completely happy. Live in harmony by showing love for each other. Be united in what you think, as if you were only one person. Don't be jealous or proud, but be humble and consider others more important than yourselves. Care about them as much as you care about yourselves, and think the same way that Christ Jesus thought. Christ was truly God, but he did not try to remain equal with God. Instead, he gave up everything and became a slave when he became like one of us. Christ was humble. He obeyed God and even died on a cross. Then God gave Christ the highest place and honored his name above all others. So at the name of Jesus, everyone will bow down, those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And to the glory of God the Father, everyone will openly agree, Jesus Christ is Lord. And so we pray, Father, may we be able to see the beauty of Jesus, both in his humiliation and in his exaltation. And may we live humbly as his people and ever praise him. Amen.